This is USA News. I'm Julio Flores. The White House Counsel's Office says President Biden is fully cooperating with the Justice Department's investigation into how he handled classified documents. White House Counsel spokesman Ian Sam said the administration is following the DOJ's lead to ensure there's a thorough review.
We're not going to speculate about potential things that may happen in the future in this investigation, but we've been fully cooperative. The president's been fully cooperative. His lawyers are in direct discussions with the Justice Department, and that's going to continue.
His remarks came just hours after the FBI searched Biden's home and found no classified material. It also revealed this week the DOJ searched the offices of the Penn Biden Center following the discovery of classified documents there. Sam's dodged questions on whether any other locations have been searched by authorities. Vice President Harris says the country mourns with the parents of Tyre Nichols. Harris traveled to Memphis to attend Nichols' funeral. The vice president said the violent act that led to his death was not in the pursuit of public safety.
One must ask, was not it in the interest of keeping the public safe that Tyre Nichols would be with us here today? Through an act of violence at the hands and the feet of people who had been charged with keeping them safe.
Nichols died 3 days after a confrontation with Memphis police officers. Five officers have been charged with murder in connection to Nichols' death. At least six people are dead in Texas as a winter storm sweeps across the South. The weather system has also battered parts of Arkansas and Tennessee. Across Austin and eastern Texas, roughly 340,000 people have reported power outages. Although the Electric Reliability Council of Texas says the state's power grid is functioning normally and outages are local. 65% of the flights for the Dallas airport were canceled on Wednesday, and nationwide there were over 2,300 flight cancellations amid the freezing weather. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
San Mateo native Tom Brady announced his retirement from football Wednesday morning. Last year, Brady issued a long essay announcing his decision to retire but ended up coming back for one more season. But this time around, the announcement was short and to the point. Brady grew up in the Bay Area and was a noted San Francisco 49ers fan. There's been countless rumors that he could potentially sign with the 49ers this offseason but decided to hang up his cleats for good. Brady retires a seven-time Super Bowl champion and the all-time NFL leader in passing yards and touchdown passes. His wife, Giselle Bundchen, commented on his Instagram post by saying, "Wishing you only wonderful things in this new chapter of your life." He played 19 seasons with the New England Patriots and won six Super Bowl titles before signing with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the 2020 season. Brady would win the Super Bowl that same season with the Bucs. Jerry Jones has made it clear who the new offensive play caller for the Cowboys will be. The Dallas team owner and general manager confirmed at the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama, that head coach Mike McCarthy will run the offense in 2023. McCarthy called plays for the Packers from 2006 to 2018 and is expected to run a West Coast offense similar to the one he led there. He will be the first Cowboys head coach to call plays since Jason Garrett in 2012. So far, Dallas has interviewed Thomas Brown and Jeff Nixon for the team's offensive coordinator vacancy. The 49ers are likely parting ways with Jimmy Garoppolo this offseason. San Francisco's head coach Kyle Shanahan said on Wednesday they didn't see any scenario where the 31-year-old quarterback returns next season. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.